porn. Except porn.
He's so sweet. He looks like a skinny version of my husband.
Oh, he does.
He does.
I see it.
He does.
I see it.
Me?
No.
Very much so.
Oh. Or Josh.
I think Josh does, doesn't he?
I think Josh looks more like the skinny version.
But Mark has like the gray.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Mark is around, but if Mark lost, right, like,
but the eyes, pounds, the face, the smile.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, we're going to introduce the show. Yeah. How's that sound?
Yep. Are we ready?
Yeah. I think we're not even going to clip out what was already there.
That's fine.
It was me and my husband.
Really? Mm-hmm. What was the article?
It was about differing political views.
Differing?
I read it this morning. It was good.
Did you?
In the Star Trib?
Yeah, it's always in the Star Trib.
Yeah, that way I can't read it because they want me to pay.
Long are buddies.
Yeah.
I'm like glaring at him and I can't believe they took that picture.
I can.
I love it.
Like, that's perfect.
I can't wait to go read it now. I glanced at it and I was just like, oh, both sides in this issue again.
Uh-huh. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Since the show started a little chaotically, I'm going to say welcome everyone to Full Spectrum Cannabis. This is Sam, the producer, and I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Have a great show, everyone. Enjoy your time. All right.
All right.
There you go.
I'll let you get started.
You'll let me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds great.
Lance and Calandra. So, I'll introduce Lance Asher and Calandra Reverie. Yay!
Now we're on track, right? All right. So we've got Josh from Legacy Cup, Legacy Cannabis, Legacy Glassworks. Anything else, Legacy?
We have a fucking celebrity.
Right now, that's what we're rocking.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So we're going to talk about all of those things. Calandra doesn't know sometimes what is going on, which is the fun part of it. I mean, you were trying to bring in a guest. I met him at the bar last week, your buddy Jared, right?
Yes.
We didn't talk much about things, which was great because we kind of like to, you know, keep it a bit of a surprise.
Okay.
So that will still be a surprise, but I met Jared, so.
Did you tell him who you were?
Yeah, he noticed me. I didn't know who he was.
Okay,
so,
cool.
I mean, okay, the celebrity thing has really taken off.
Yeah. So he knows you're my work husband.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. I love it.
So anyways, back to Josh and how Calandra doesn't know Josh. We're going to get to know Josh and then our listeners get to know Josh. And
I'm ready.
We get to promote your business, which is businesses.
Bonus.
Which is fantastic. We have this little thing coming up. It's not going to be like, what, September 14th?
That's the date.
Tell us more.
All right. Well, we got the 5th annual Legacy Cup, which is really exciting. So that's going down September 14th. It's outside at Surly Festival Field, and it's the largest cannabis festival in the Midwest. So we're super excited. Last year, we had a little over 12,000 people come for the event, which was just earth-shattering. So yeah, really, really cool. I actually started the event way back in 2019, and at that time, it was called the Legacy CBD Cup. And basically, you know, I wanted to establish a cannabis event in Minnesota, wanted to start, you know, building the branding, the momentum, but have to play by the rules. So started with, you know, just doing everything on the CBD side of things, the hemp side. But we leaned into the cannabis culture, you know, even back in 2019. So, you know, we had a biggest dab hit competition, but it was, you know, hemp hash, you know, instead of the real thing. And we had a joint rolling competition, you know, with hemp. And then, of course, you know, all the local hemp vendors at the time. So really kind of, you know, started back then, and we had to take 1 year off with COVID. But really just every single year, you know, the momentum grows and grows and grows, and it just exponentially gets bigger in size. And yeah, it's a super amazing event. We try to be, you know, open arms to the entire community. So, you know, everybody's welcome, you know, from people that smoke 5 grams of rosin every day to people that, you know, just like a 2.5 milligram THC beverage, and that's enough for them. So kind of, you know, welcoming to all types of people and all types of businesses welcome, and it's just a really cool community event. So
I love it.
Have you been?
I have not been.
You were busy, weren't you?
Yes.
And it wasn't a conference.
No, it wasn't.
No.
I've heard.
You're going this year.
I am.
Okay, good.
Here's what's interesting. That's actually the day of my anniversary, so we're gonna have to figure some shit out. So
yeah, do something different on your anniversary than go to the Legacy Cup?
We usually, you know, take a little vacation, go out to dinner, but we'll probably spend our anniversary with him.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah.
Is your husband a cannabis connoisseur?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Seems like a great spot.
Yeah.
You know,
praise
one of
the Lord.
Yeah.
Is what he would say.
He's also a pastor.
Nice. Love it.
So it won't take much to convince him that we're going to spend our anniversary with him.
I love it.
Just celebrate another week, right?
Yeah.
So I think one of the coolest elements is that, like, completely legally, we're allowed to bring your own flower, bring your own hash, bring a nice pipe, and actually, you know, consume with friends, which is really cool because there's actually a lot of mature adult use markets where they don't have any, it's not allowed to have public consumption even at, you know, a ticketed private 21 plus event. So that's a really cool aspect because I don't have to tell you two, but, you know, for years and years and years, we've been, you know, in our basements, you know, in our garages, you know, kind of hiding the consumption side of things. And now it's like, come out, meet new people, smoke with each other. So we'll have two different sesh lounges at the event where you can consume and, yeah, bring your own cannabis. So,
okay. And yeah. I would love to have some materials at the dispensary to
for sure
out to people so that they know. You know, for some reason, like, shit doesn't get to the northern suburbs.
Really?
You
know? I mean, especially I haven't even gotten to the northern suburbs. It took me so long to get into the good Zen. I tried for like, I see you every week. I couldn't even get in there. Like, I can't get into Legacy Cannabis. Right? I'm sitting, it's like, this is my buddy right here. And he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, maybe.
You're drinking one and don't even offer me one. So that's a good start.
Do you want one right now?
Why not?
Okay, I'll be right back.
Well, I got it.
You got it. Oh, you got it right in the fridge. That's great.
He keeps them in the fridge.
In the cooler.
So, yeah, you know, I find that in the northern suburbs, you know, like North Minneapolis, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Champlin, like shit does not get to us. So on Wednesday, you're going to laugh at me.
Okay.
I was at the Cannabis Law Conference all day.
Yeah, conference.
Downtown. And one of the individuals from the OCM was speaking. And afterwards,
thank you so much.
I talked to him about this. I said, you know, all the events that OCM has thrown, none of them have been north of Minneapolis. And they're like, you know, you're right. You know, it's kind of a downfall. Mm. And as a result, you know what? A lot of these events, they're dominated by white people.
Mm.
And it's I don't think it's intentional. I think it's just because the information doesn't get to Black communities, because when I talk to Black people out there, like, I didn't even know. I had no idea. So I know that I've asked Black people about Legacy Cup, and they're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
are they, like, not on Instagram? Like, well, how do you suppose that it is, and, like, how do we change that, right? We can get some posters at Good Zen. I mean, I'm sure that there's posters at Retro Bakery. I mean, there are places that this is.
And they're on Instagram, but if you're not friends with certain people,
sure,
or this doesn't get into your feet, you're not going to see it.
Got it.
You know, and there's a lot of people. Like, my husband, he doesn't do Instagram. He does Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you just... He
has a lot of gray. Facebook's the place for gray.
Well, and social media is so hard with cannabis and shadow banning.
It is. So, you know, in terms of marketing, you got to kind of get into these communities and do the work and find out, okay, how do I get this information out to this community that otherwise would not go out and find it? Because they're not... I can guarantee you, people that live in North Minneapolis, they're not going to go to some of these dispensaries in South Minneapolis or down in Hastings or, you know, to get their shit.
Mm.
But where I am, they'll come to me.
Sure.
And if I don't have it there and I don't have the information, they aren't going to know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I would love your advice on how to reach out. You know, it's like I said, it's for everyone. And we want kind of all walks of life to be able to come and celebrate together. So
we partner with CannaCon to get the information out to the Black community more about this event, because, you know, otherwise they wouldn't know. But the other problem you have is, you know, if you're kind of in one city, you really don't want to go all the way to another city to do something, you know, unless a bunch of people are going to go. But, you know, like Minneapolis and St. Paul, I still don't understand why they don't.
The river thing?
I don't get that.
Yep. Yeah, it's a river thing.
It's a river thing. Yeah. So
they might as well be 100 miles apart.
They might as well be.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, I really tried to kind of bridge the gap of information and, you know, let them know this is what's going on and it's okay to go.
Yeah. You know, sometimes folks, they've got their area and they stay in that area. I've never been one of those individuals. And so because of that, I don't think like that. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's kind of what you're saying is you got to start thinking a little differently in order to get the information to the right people. Right.
Right.
Or to all of the people.
And there's a business case for diversity. I mean, there are tons of studies and information out there to show that when you increase diversity, your revenue goes up.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, like I said, I don't think it's intentional, but I think that you just have to work a little harder to, you know, just increase your marketing and really target those communities.
Definitely.
So. Yeah.
And the location, actually, interesting that you mentioned that. That's something that, you know, is always kind of front and center every year, and we've... You know, being our fifth annual, we've popped around some locations, especially, you know, having to grow with like size. But we get, you know, we get tons of people saying, oh, I got the perfect, you know, spot for you to throw the Legacy Cup, you know, here, there. And it's always, you know, I want it to be as easy for everybody, you know, in the metro and outside of the metro to come to the event. You know, last year we had people that were flying in for the event, which was awesome. But what I think right now is so great about the current location is that, you know, dead center, Minneapolis, you know, so we got people obviously, you know, 360 degrees that come, but then, you know, where Surly's located is like almost on the St. Paul, you know, side, like a little bit past Tinky Town. And so then it's, you know, for St. Paul folks, it's not coming, you know, way west. So right now it seems like the perfect location.
And tell us the address.
I don't know the exact address offhand, but it's at Surly Brewing Company, so the big brewery, but they have like a festival grounds outside.
Okay.
So we rent their like festival grounds. And so, you know, basically just massive outdoor, you know, event. And trying to expand the footprint this year, we're actually working on with the city of Minneapolis to like shut down a street so we can have a bigger footprint. And yeah, that's great.
Cool.
So.
It's fun. I was there. It was lovely.
Really?
Yeah. It was great fun.
I know you have fun.
Yeah. I took home Minnesota Best Dispensary. People's
you
Choice,
did.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was a good time.
Get the fuck out of here.
I left that at the old job, but you know, it still happened.
Because I was gonna say
it was great.
I was gonna say now you're supposed to be like representing Goods and say I have the best dispensary.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't have one anymore, so I suppose I would slide my votes.
Okay.
Slide my votes over to you.
Yeah, he's got to come over and see it, too.
I'd love to come.
Yeah, Channel 4 was over last night.
Nice.
So if you saw me on Channel 4.
What were they talking about?
Since it's been 1 year, cannabis has been legal.
Sure.
They just wanted some feedback from me about the draft rules. And last time they came over, which was in November, we were still kind of, you know, in construction, and they wanted to see, you know, how we had converted 3,000 square feet into a beautiful dispensary.
It does look nice, and it's quite large. How big is Legacy Cannabis in Woodbury for you?
Woodbury, all together with kind of offices and stuff, is like 4,000.
Okay.
But that's a large
space,
footprint. That's way bigger than my other stores. So Minneapolis and Duluth is, you know, on the storefront is between like 1,500 and 2,000 square feet. So it's awesome. I like the bigger space. Yeah. It's not all cramped together, and you kind of get that nice, clean aesthetic. I can't wait to come see yours, though.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to come over.
I get into spaces like that, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what I could do here, right? Because I ran spots that had, like, 200 and some square feet. Yeah. Like, they were walk-in closets in some people's houses, you know what I'm like? I'm running a dispensary out of that. Yeah. So, and, you know, you keep going up. As high as you can until
That's
you hit the drop
doing.
Ceiling, you know what I mean? And then you worry about the folks that are not, you know, not as tall. You got to get it up off the top shelf kind of situation.
Right.
So you've got the three spots.
Yep.
We've been talking about Legacy Cup, so let's stay on Legacy Cup for just a little bit longer. Tickets aren't free, right?
Nope.
But they don't cost a lot either, which I think is impressive about the event because really you just need to know who's coming. And in order to do that, you get to collect a little bit of money, and that can help with some infrastructure costs and things like that. How much is the ticket?
Tickets this year are going to be $10.
$10.
And then kind of early bird, and then at the door will be $20.
Gee, man.
Can you exchange for, like, can you, instead of paying, can you just give a joint?
I like that idea.
That's not a bad idea, right?
Yeah, bring pre-rolls.
Three joints. Three joints. We had one joint's enough.
With the cup, it's always been like, I don't want money to be the barrier to entry for anybody. You know, I want it to be the packed, everybody's, you know, coming. And so at the very, very beginning, you know, back in 2019, it was a free event. And then last year we did it, tickets for $4.20 to, you know, why not, right? Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that, you know, is one of the reasons how we were able to get 12,000 people out, because like nobody could pull the like, oh, I'm broke excuse. It's like, it's $4.20 to get in, you know. I'm sure you've heard just with events in general, but like everything is, the cost to put everything on has just gone so far up. Yeah. So it's like, I was really hoping to keep it at 420, and then we're doing some early bird stuff, super early bird at 420 still, but had to inch it up a little bit to be able to not lose money. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's great. I know I'm thinking of a couple of places that I want to connect you with.
Great.
To get you more business. For instance, no, y'all don't know much about this, but have you heard of the International Players Ball?
No.
Have you ever seen the documentary Pimps Up Hoes Now?
Mm-mm. So, I'm a hardcore Kings of Comedy fan, right? Like back in the day, watch that. That's some funny shit.
And so here's your homework.
But anyways, tell me some things.
Here's your homework. Watch Pimps Up, Hoes Down. It's a documentary.
Where do we watch it?
It should be on YouTube.
Nice.
Right where you're watching us right now, right?
I'll look it up.
We've got so many subscribers. It's unbelievable.
So, Bishop Don Juan, have you heard of him?
It sounds familiar, yeah.
Okay, so Bishop Don Juan, he wears a lot of green. He's very colorful, okay? So, Bishop Don Juan is known as like one of the oldest pimps around. Yeah, I think our producer's looking him up. Bishop Don Juan.
I see him.
Yes. And he's quite a character, right?
Of course.
So, they would put on something called the International Players Ball. Mm-hmm. So, you have all these pimps, these hoes, and... So this year it's 50 years of International Players Ball, and it's going to be here.
No way.
Yes, it's going to be here in Minneapolis. Snoop Dogg will be here.
When's that?
Ice Cube will be here August 23rd.
Really?
No, August 24th. It's actually a whole weekend
thing. That sounds amazing.
The meet and
greet. What's happening then? The state fair is happening.
The state fair is happening. Okay. So the meeting.
Otherwise, nothing else is happening except for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Just a small little. Then,
yeah. And it's a deacon something. I think he used to be him. But anyway.
There's always a deacon always in there. Deacon. You know, you got to turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord and get out the game.
So you are so funny. So the meet and greet is Friday. The Players Ball is Saturday,
nice. And
they're having a brunch on Sunday. So just Snoop and Ice Cube, they're going to be here just for Saturday.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a huge event. And guess what they all do? They all smoke weed.
That's fantastic.
It's going to be packed. And I think...
I would love to be there.
No, me too.
You got to come. Yeah. I have the link. You know, you can
awesome. Buy
a ticket. The ticket's like $100.
Okay. Sure.
I think they have like food and all that stuff. But it's going to be packed. But I think that maybe I should connect you with the owner.
That'd be great.
Where it's going to be so that we can have his information there. And a lot of those folks, they can flow right into your event.
Definitely.
You know, a few weeks later, because everybody there.
Yeah, it'd be a great connect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where did you say it's located? Or like, you know?
Johnny Mays Lounge in Robbinsdale.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. It's right next to Bill's Gun Range.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They do Wednesday, they do karaoke night. And I mean, it's tons of people. But they do a lot of events.
So that sounds fun.
And guess what? They
sign me up.
Weed.
Yeah.
Like in the parking lot, buffing up.
How is it that Bill's Gun Range is such a like landmark in Robbinsdale that you can use that as a reference point? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I know where you're talking then. Yeah.
There wasn't anything else there.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, still now, there's plenty of restaurateurs that would probably just like want to beat me up over this. But there's places that are over there that they're not like, they're like, oh, yeah, that's where this place is. And people are like, what's that place?
You but know? You say Bill's Gun Range, and everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Bill's Gun Range. Right, they're like, yep, I know where that is.
Yeah.
I know where that is. It's that's in the strip mall, right? And it's got some parking underneath. Yeah. Is there parking still underneath? What did they do over there? I don't know, but it's Bill's Gun Range.
Yeah, and it's going to be packed.
That's the place where the bullets are really expensive.
Yeah, you can see folks in sequins. I already got my sequins outfit picked out. But
amazing.
Did you get mine? No. Come on, like when you're shopping, just like think about your brother, man.
No.
You just come glimmering.
I'm going to tell you, if you come, they're going to think you're Mr. White Folks.
So what does that mean?
You got to watch the documentary. So in the documentary, there's one
white guy. We're called Mr. White Folks?
Google it.
Okay. I got a little bit of information.
So in the documentary, there was one white guy who was a pimp.
Sure.
And he was Mr. White Folks.
Okay. Cool.
And, you know, years later, like you're talking about like now, 25 years later, you could probably be mistaken for Mr. White Folks with the gray.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because now Mr. White Folks is much older. And he wears like this kind of top hat, this dob hat in the documentary.
All right. Well, here's the info I got for you. I'll just give you what it says.
Cool.
According to Wikipedia, it is part of an HBO documentary.
Yes.
Okay. America Undercover. I don't know. I think if you're looking for it, you'd be looking at YouTube or at HBO.
Yep.
Right.
These are the places to find it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So. You've the Max app is what it's actually now, not HBO. It's Max.
Oh, yes. If it's,
I like
if you're
to
doing
call that a Target shuffle, right? You know, when you like if you're a Target shopper, like you're going and getting your groceries there all the time, and then all of a sudden they change the damn aisles on you, and you're like, gosh, shit, you know? And just it adjusts your mind for that second, and now all of a sudden you're buying more Cheez-Its than you would normally buy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you will both be welcomed, but, you know, you might have a few women drawn to you.
I thought you were going to say welcome. I was like, oh my goodness.
I'm
new
stoked.
Words, all, new words, going. New things.
Yeah, you got to go.
I can't wait. I want to see who this guy is, and then I want to, can we pull it off?
You might be able to.
20 days?
Yeah.
20 days,
plenty
maybe?
Of time.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to get kind of dressed up because, you know.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if I'm going to.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm looking at his shirt. I want that shirt.
I'll bring you one.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, what she means is, I want that shirt.
Right now?
This one, right now. Right now. Calandra's like, I said he was cuter than
Lance. I want that shirt. I like that shirt. That shirt looks just wild. And it looks like whoever made it was high.
Oh, yeah. So this is, the artist is named Wonder, and he's from the Twin Cities here, but he's an internationally renowned street artist, and he does, you know, like huge murals all around, one of my close friends. And so last year for the Cup, this was like the, you know, official t-shirt at the merch stands, and then we had him make like a massive mural as you walked into the Cup with some of the same like imagery. And he'll be doing it again this year with kind of a different theme. And
this is great. And you know what? Last year, I found out about Legacy Cup after it was already over. Mm. And I'm like, you know, how did I not know? And then this year I asked a couple people about it. Didn't have any information. And then someone happened to say to me a few weeks ago, you going to Legacy Cup? I said, you know what? I said, when is it? And then they were like, oh, it's September. And then I think I Googled it or something. And that's how I knew. And I'm usually, you know, pretty thick in the weed stuff. So I know there's a Jamaican event. I think it's next week in Brooklyn Center. You should definitely be there, too. Hand
Sweet.
Out your shit.
Yeah. We go pass out those flyers everywhere.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We going to get him. Pretty soon he's going to have a black girlfriend. Get him. I mean, he's going to be right in the community.
Are you coupled up at the moment? We should probably ask for this.
I am.
Okay.
Who cares?
All right.
Who cares?
Someone might.
Now we're talking about side chicks.
Hey.
Hey,
you got to watch the documentary.
Okay. Well, wait, I mean, this is where it all kind of jumped off from. Okay, so
you know I'm not allowing my husband to go to the event either.
Back to Legacy Cup. So Sesh Lounges, educational tent was there. Like, I mean, for those that weren't there last year, right? They've probably forgotten the years prior. Yeah. So if you weren't there last year, or even if you were there last year, you might have forgotten as well if you overconsumed.
Never happens.
It never happens. Never. And then when you do, there's CBD. Everybody remember that. Okay. What else is going on, right?
What is a Sesh Cup?
A sesh tent.
What is a sesh tent?
So a sesh would be like smoking weed, smoking hash with friends, like going for a sesh.
Going for a sesh.
So
session.
Yeah.
Sesh.
Session. We call it match.
Yeah.
You call it match?
Mm-hmm. Match being like we both bring, you know, the same amount of weed.
We're gonna go for a match?
Then we smoke it together, right?
You call it a match because... Tell us more.
Yeah, that's what that means. Yeah. Like, go smoke weed with friends. You say, like, you text them and say, you want a match.
So we always use that as, like, match, like, like being, like, I'm not going to be the only one showing up with weed and, like, smoking you all up. We're going to match. Like, I'll bring some weed, you bring some weed, you bring some weed, and then we'll match. Is that same type of thing? Yeah. That's how we always use it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is purely educational.
That's the only thing this podcast is for. We don't even have fun on
this
it.
This is,
It's unbelievable.
Well, we're getting that time in the day.
Yeah, we are.
I'm learning some shit. Yeah. I'm learning about the fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Sesh. I'm learning about sesh. This is cool.
But I can't wait for you to use your new words at home.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell my kids you want sesh. They're going to be like, what the hell?
Oh, I love it.
The cup's
got
a ton of elements, though, which is one of the great things about it. So at the core of the cup is the friendly competition of cannabis. And so for the first time last year, we were able to actually have the homegrown weed, homegrown solventless hash as part of the competition. And then, you know, best THC gummies and best THC beverage and all those different like categories. So that's kind of at the core of it is the friendly competition side of things. And that's where the cup comes in, you know, loosely based on the High Times Cannabis Cup, RIP High Times. But, you know, the High Times Cannabis Cup, you know, was basing that off of like your state fairs where you submit the pies, you know, and it's like who's got the best pie and who's got the best squash and all that stuff. So that's kind of at the core is the friendly competition.
Great.
But of course, you know, expanding out so there's something for everybody. So yeah, the consumption side, the sesh lounge, the match tent.
Dude, can't wait. You should have a match tent and then a sesh tent and then just see how it goes. Yeah. The conversation's going to be great.
So that's a great element of it. The education side of things, this year we're going to focus the education side of things on, you know, how to grow weed at your house. You know, we have such a great rule, you know, with being able to have the 8 flowering plants at home, which again, a lot of, you know, rec states don't have any of the homegrown. So that's awesome. And so, you know, I think that a lot of people on the home grow side of things, they get overwhelmed and they don't want to like start. And they think, you know, it's going to be such a huge expense and we need all these, you know, we need this, that to make it perfect. But on the homegrown, you know, just keeping it simple. And so kind of, you know, on the education core is how to keep it simple. And like, you don't need, you know, magic potion after magic potion, like to be able to have, you know, good homegrown weed. So that's going to be a cool element. And then how to take that weed and actually, you know, again, legally make your own solventless hash, which you can do right at home. And so, you know, you can have your weed and your cannabis in different elements. So that's kind of on the education side of things. Music, we have Dessa performing, which we're really stoked about. She's amazing.
Does anybody even know that yet? I mean, by the time this airs, they're going to know. Yeah.
But we announced
he
it actually.
Didn't even embargo us, you know?
We announced it last night at a kickoff party at Surly.
That's good.
And then
that was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time. A lot of people came out. Yep. And then classic hip hop legends Loonies will be performing.
Really?
And we got them going over the 420 hours. So we're hoping to time the, you know, got 5 on it right at the 420. So that'll be great to have them. Then a bunch of other, this year for the first time, we'll actually have 2 different stages. So a bunch of music side of things. And then, of course, the vendors. So, you know, the classic vendors, you know, all the folks like yourself with cannabis brands right now will be out there, but also really trying to get some really unique, you know, artist vendors, cool clothing, records. So, you know, having a big kind of range of vendors.
Great.
So that's a big element of it, too. And then, yeah, lots of kind of really cool, you know, activations from different sponsors. You know, some of those will be kind of on the surprise side of things. And, yeah, just music. Cannabis education, competition. Oh, we have the ganja games. So the ganja games are fun. So this year we'll have 4 or 5 different ones. So we'll have the dab hit competition. And so basically, you know, who can take the largest amount of hash in one hit, and it goes up and up and up, and you have to be able to clear the whole, you know, bong or rig, and you can't puke. So that's a fun one.
Yeah, it's like it's like an ultimate eating or, you know, that kind of thing, but for dabs.
Yeah.
Is this going to be all day?
11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Got it.
Okay. It's a long run.
Yep.
When you're working it, it's a long run.
Yeah. 11 to 7. Just. Yep. being high for 8 hours.
No, I mean, you're not high. I mean, sure, you
no,
can
the
be.
No, the people attending, they're going to well, be high for 8 hours.
You can't. I'll tell you, there was not 12,000 people there all at one time, right? And so right. The flow of this festival was quite nice, right? Yeah. Because of the length of time, it's long for the vendors and sponsors mm-hmm. and things like that. And the people putting on the event, it's a really long day, right? But for people that are coming to enjoy the event, mm-hmm. you know, if you go and increase, you know, you increase capacity, then of course you can get more people in and all that kind of fun stuff. But it did not feel like 12,000 people, but it was a constant steady stream, yeah. but mm-hmm. not bunching up and, you know, log jams. In a sense,
I feel like I want to be there all day.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what he's saying. Like,
it's
he's
great.
Talking about Looney's performing, ganja games, and mm-hmm. I just feel like I want to be there
you
8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for some folks on the vendor sponsor side, it seems long. For me personally, on those type of events, they go by in like what feels like 2 minutes.
It does go by
and,
really fast.
You know, last year at the Cup, like we were out there till setting up till 1 a.m. I was back at like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden everything was over. And I'm like, I don't know, what do I do with my life now? I'm confused.
Yeah, it's great fun. Okay, so anything more about the Legacy Cup that we should talk about? I think we've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, I guess just it up. You know, the future is what I'll just touch on briefly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even with the success that we've had and the amount of people that we have, like, we're just scratching the surface here. So if everything goes well 1 year from now for the 6th annual Legacy Cup, I'll be able to actually have, you know, an official State of Minnesota cannabis event organizer license. Pray to all the cannabis gods that by 1 year from now we have actual dispensaries open and we're growing weed and hash and we really actually have our market launched. And so then what the Legacy Cup will be able to, you know, I don't want to say transform, but, you know, grow into is we have all the dispensaries out there. We have all the hash makers out there. We have all the growers out there. And now as an attendee, you're able to go look at hundreds of different strains, hundreds of different types of hash, and buy it right on site.
Yeah.
And so now that's where we're going to elevate this thing, you know, to the big, big, big leagues. And so, you know, the hope in the future, you know, rock this thing out to 2 days, you know, would love to scale up, you know, I think it can easily be into the 30, 40,000, you know, attendees number. And I would love to be able to, at the same time, you know, dial up and, you know, bring in someone like Run the Jewels to headline and bring in some serious, you know, serious draws. So the future is really exciting.
Yeah.
I love it.
No doubt.
Can I ask a question?
Sure you can. Of course. I mean, you ask questions whenever you want to ask questions. You always do. Like, come on. You're like work husband. It's like, yeah, I will get snappy.
My 4-year-old son, not to cut you off, my 4-year-old son right now, he's in the mode that almost everything he goes, can I tell you something? And I'm like, always, dude. That's and then he'll tell me something and like, can I tell you something? Of course, man. Like, you don't have to say those words, but like, it is really cute. And like, but just know you can always tell me something.
Yeah, cool, sure.
Can I tell you something? Yep.
So, Calandra, will you tell us something?
So, I have a question about the judging.
Yeah.
How do you pick your judges? And for the THC beverage submission, you need like, what is it? It's a lot of cans.
It's not that many. It's 108. Isn't it 108 cans?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully my memory serves me.
Sounds right. Yeah.
It's 108 cans.
That would be right, dear.
Thanks.
Yes. 108 cans. So tell me why you need so many cans.
So part of the element of the judging is like also as kind of like an additional, you know, bonus when you enter it in is that another element I guess that I didn't touch on the cup is that there's a ticket option where you can buy a sampling ticket for the day of the cup. So then you can come into the cup and you're able to sample all of the different people that have, you know, all the different commercial items that are competing. Mm-hmm. So different gummies, drinks. Right now, just with the, where are we at with legality?
That's your 4-year-old.
Oh, no.
Daddy.
I apologize.
Can I tell you something?
That was alarming. Yeah.
That's his ring.
I think that's the, hey, just letting you know, I said I had a hard stop.
No.
And this is the reminder.
So you're able to, this year, you won't be able to sample the homegrown weed and hash just with some where we're at with the legality, but you buy a sampling ticket and you're able to sample all the different beverages, all the different gummies, the topicals, the tinctures, the chocolates, the most innovative products. And then what that allows is, like, you know, if your brand doesn't take home the actual trophy, you're still able to introduce your product, you know, without any additional labor costs or anything like that, to tens of thousands of people.
That's interesting. That's good to know.
But the judging thing is honestly always one of the most difficult aspects as the, you know, event organizer, because this is serious. You know, you win best THC gummy, like, you're putting that on your label, you're putting it on your website, you know, it's a serious driver, and it'll become even more serious, you know, when you're winning the best hash and weed and on the full, you know, dispensary side of things. And so basically every year we just try to listen to the feedback, you know, not only from the brands, but from the community, and just try to tweak the judging to make it stronger and stronger and stronger every year. So this year we have two different sides of the judging. We have an expert panel, which we take really seriously to try to get, you know, again, all walks of life to be able to be expert judges and get really, you know, unique perspectives on it. So we have an expert panel that's weighted at 55%, and then we have the general public, and that's weighted at 45%. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, you know, it's something we do take really serious and try to always make better. Mm-hmm. So I was
a judge last year.
Really?
Right. So, I mean.
Okay.
Call that bar wherever you want to call that bar, right?
Because you are a cannabis connoisseur.
I mean, I've ingested a lot, and not just of cannabis, right? Like all of the things.
You
know, let's do them. Let's figure it out. You know, figure it out for me is what it came down to. And then because of all of that, there was somebody near the organization that was like, "Hey, I want you to be an expert judge." I was like, "Hell yeah, let's do this." And so that was great.
Okay, so. So are you still looking for submissions for different categories?
Yeah, yep.
All right. Well, let's tell the public. Are you going to be a judge again?
No, I haven't been asked.
No.
I mean, it doesn't mean that I couldn't
be,
but
I change after this.
I also figured that, you know, like, you have an expert judge that's the same judge one year after the next year. Maybe that wasn't going to want to happen. Who knows? But
okay. Did you enjoy your experience?
I did. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, went and picked up what I needed. I mean, I what did I drop off last year? So last year we entered the competition with my previous employer, and so I put together all of the things and dropped it off and saw that kind of check-in and drop-off process and then the pickup process of being a judge and then filling out the thing of being a judge. It's not that difficult. There is some time that's involved, because how do you actually get through? Like, it's some work in order to get through it.
And so on that point, one of the things we're improving this year is in the past, the judges have judged, you know, all of these categories together. And that's, you know, we've tried to give people enough time, you know, to be able to take the samples, you know, and accurately, like, judge it. But it's so many different products. So this year we're actually breaking it out. So, you know, if you're an expert judge, general public judge, you're hyper focused on one thing. So you're just doing the best THC gummy.
Got it.
Maybe you're just doing CBD topical because you don't even like to get high, but, you know, you love the topicals.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're just doing, you know, indoor homegrown flower, so you can be hyper focused on it. And then on the brand side of things, we're actually one of the big, you know, feedback we had heard from brands was the burden to take off all the labels and repackage everything to be the blind.
Right.
So we're allowing people now to just submit their normal package that they have in stores, and then we as a staff will be able to do the repackaging and kind of, you know, save that chunk of labor from the brands. Right.
Yeah.
I love how you listen to feedback. Definitely. And, you know, each year you've improved. And I think that's important, you know, that you're constantly evolving and making it better, and making it better for the public too.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and even for the judges. And I love that you're so involved, and it's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, the goal, and I think we've been doing a great job to accomplish that, but the goal is, like, I want everybody in the cannabis community, you know, to be every year looking forward to this, you know, event, and, you know, not only is it a great time, but also that it's, you know, a fair event. And there's been some of these cannabis cups, you know, in other states that, I've heard, you know, it's people just go bribe the organizers and, like, you know, suddenly they've won every time. So making sure, you know, that, you know, keep the integrity, keep it fair, keep it open, transparent.
All right. Treat it like you're a journalist.
Definitely.
Right. As far as competition goes, because it's important to do stuff like that. What are you waving at?
I just have a couple of quick questions. I want to make aware of the fact that there's 10 or 12 minutes left here. I know you've got a
30 seconds less now.
Yeah, wasting time. No, it's true.
Get with it. Come on.
I've got a couple
his
of questions.
His son has already reached out.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm ruining your show. No, the Calandra was talking about how do we get people from different communities together to, you know, to bridge those gaps. And some of that's just cultural stuff that's existed for a long time, right? We all know that. But I'm wondering if there's diversity on the judging committee and if that diversity doesn't sort of help draw in other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, by the time this airs, everything will be finalized. But right now we're still, you know, trying to pick out exactly those expert judges, and we want them to be, you know, cannabis leaders in their community, and exactly that, you know, they can help, you know, introduce us to the community, but very, very, you know, hyper focused on having a very diverse mix, you know, in all the different judging categories. So
that sounds good.
So you might still be able to be a judge, or maybe even me, but who knows?
Or if you know someone who would. I mean, it seems like an opportunity.
Mark would be a great judge.
Yeah.
Probably would be a great judge.
Yeah. Seems like an opportunity to help bridge that gap, because if you've got a judge, they're going to say, hey, everyone come to this event. I'm judging it. That's pretty cool.
It's a great byproduct of the ask of somebody being an expert judge.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
And then the other question I had, and maybe you were going to get to this, but have you got anything to give away on this show? And if you do, what we have is people submitting comments into the YouTube chat. Right?
Right.
Nice.
And I mean, I was thinking pimps up, hose down, but you guys can do, you can do whatever you want, but
hey, how about we give away some tickets?
We should give away some tickets. How many tickets do you want to give away?
Why don't we give away two pairs of two? So four total tickets, but do them in pairs so you can bring a friend.
Bring a friend.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. And then what are they going to comment? Is it going to be pimps up, hose down? Or is it going to be?
It's got to be something, you know. you are just, you're on it. Today,
Sam started
aren't you?
It.
It's on my screen.
A little bit of cold brew with 5 milligrams of THC in it, but the kicker was the 250 milligrams of caffeine.
You see,
is that why I'm so wired?
It's still here.
It's still here.
This motor oil is still in my cup.
I know, but it's delicious motor oil.
I took a sip. And it tastes like asbestos.
Are you done with it? This is subculture. It's great. You put a little bit of cream in there. Make sure that the can's good and shaken up. And
I'm not trying to have, you know, heart palpitations and be all, mm-mm. I tasted that. I was like, ooh.
This is delicious.
I fertilize my yard.
Fertilize? It's not coffee ground.
That was strong. 250 milligrams of caffeine?
It is. I know. I'm zipping. That's great.
No. That'll put hair on your chest, and I don't need that.
Fair enough. As you get older, that's what I hear happen. Yep.
This is awful. We go through this all the time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Okay, so we don't have a whole bunch of time left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little bit of control here. No, I'm not.
Good luck.
California State Fair. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Consumption at a state fair.
Really?
That's amazing.
Ted, right? Tell us more. For those of us that don't know,
like you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Tell me a little more.
Well, so I learned most of my things from Fat Nugs Magazine, right? Okay. We were talking High Times, of course, RIP. Yep. Fat Nugs Magazine, craft cannabis publication. Not saying that High Times wasn't, but... maybe didn't become as crafty as they used to be, or less crafty, whatever.
Yeah.
Fat Nugs Magazine. They were out there, some good coverage on it. If you're not following those accounts, follow all of our accounts. It'll be in the notes. Just click on some buttons and some more buttons after that. It's going to be great, okay? So Embark is a sponsor.
Did you go to the state fair?
No, I didn't. I looked at flights because Dustin, the editor-at-large, he was... was like, man, I should have told you to come out here. And I was like, shit.
Did we miss it already?
Yeah, it just happened. But just happened. One of my good friends and an awesome member of our local cannabis community, Bryant, he founded and owns Lavish Papers.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, through some connections, we were able to help him, you know, secure a sponsorship for, you know, the rolling paper side of like the state fair. So he went out there and had a blast.
That's fantastic.
And it's so sweet to be able to see, you know, I keep saying the words, you know, mature cannabis market, and California is, you know, the most mature since they started, you know, medical. So cool to see a market like that, you know, welcome someone from our brand new, you know, community to come out there with their rolling papers and be a part of the state fair. So that was amazing.
It's cool. He's a good guy. I met him once. I was able to get a box of his pre-rolls, and I use those to give away homegrown pre-rolls. Right?
Love it.
And so that he was able to get out there and do that was pretty fantastic. I think that sometimes we're a little scared of events like that, and a lot of bad things don't happen there. You know?
Well,
like these consumption lounges and the way that they're being put together, and the people that are there are just generally kind and awesome humans.
Yeah.
That really care for the plant and care for the others that are around them. And I think that that's what I saw
definitely
out of that state fair. And I would love for us in Minnesota to do something like that. And I think the opportunity
absolutely
to do that, I think it's there. We just need to get the folks at the state fair that have been, you know, and maybe we can do that, right? But as of right now, all we're doing is we're just outside of the front entrance in people's lawns.
Right.
You know, doing, you know, like, but we can't. But we're still outsiders, right? We want to be insiders. We want to be able to. When are we going to be able to? And I know there's a whole bunch of things this way and that way. So Cannabis State Fair, and then also, you know, being able to have Lemontini on draft, right? At your local watering hole, your restaurant, whatever that may be. There's conversations around that's unsafe. There's conversations around, well, who knows what that. Anyways, Cannabis State Fair, I just call it Cannabis State Fair because that's what it is to me. And then the thoughts, your thoughts around cannabis on draft.
Yeah. So on the state fair side of things, you know, absolutely. And I think that the state fair will slowly, you know, dip its toes in. And so I would say, you know, in the next few years, you know, you'll be able to get a THC beverage, you know, in the state fair. Yeah. You know, I imagine that will be coming. I don't know for sure.
That'd be great if it was next year, though.
It would be. Specifically with our Minnesota laws, rules, we're going to enter into this cannabis event organizer license territory. And so not to say that things can't change, you know, in the legislature, but one of the key elements to that is that a cannabis event has to be 21 plus. It has to be no alcohol, no tobacco. It has to be specifically cannabis with the thought that, hey, we're not going to allow a cannabis in the state fair. We're not going to allow it, you know, at the Basilica block party.
Right.
So they were very intentional with that. Not to say that can't change.
Right.
But then there's other options, you know, like what if we, you know, what if Legacy, what if, you know, you two, whoever, you know, I want people to be throwing really cool cannabis events. You know, what if there's some sort of deal to be made, you know, with the state fair where, hey, we're renting out this parking lot that's adjacent, you know, but is really part of the footprint. Mm-hmm. And like, this isn't the state fair. You know, this is our cannabis event that happens to be the same days and times as the state fair. Like that's, you know,
I like
something
that
like that's always a
Josh,
possibility.
I really do.
But I wanted to touch really quick on how you said, you know, California did this and, you know, the earth didn't shatter, you know, everything was safe. So, you know, we've now done the Legacy Cup for 4 years with 12,000 people there last year. Last year, the only security incident in the entire time with 12,000 people was somebody jumping the fence to get in. And turns out they already had a ticket. They just didn't want to wait in line.
They weren't even like,
you know, they just didn't want to wait in the line to get in.
It was $4.26, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it's,
I could have gave him $4.26.
Well, he had the ticket.
He already paid.
He just didn't want to wait in line to get into the gate. He was ready to go. He was ready to get into the event.
He was that eager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how many times myself have I been to, you know, a bar that, you know, on a Friday night, you know, there's 10 people at the bar total. It's not even a packed bar. And with 10 people, there's still three different fights, you know, with 10 people.
Right.
And so far, four cannabis events with tens of thousands of people, not one fight, you know, not one security incident. Sure. And I think that speaks volumes to the difference between cannabis and alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to call anybody out here, but if anywhere within the title of your business is club, right? Oh, yeah. I don't care if you're a bar. I don't care if you're a restaurant. I don't care if you're actually like a club, right? If club is in the name and there's booze, I think that's probably the spot the fights are going to be, right?
Well, that's totally fair. Sorry.
Yeah. No. I think you're right, and I think it's kind of I think Minnesota, like many other states, it's really difficult to keep a club open without there being like a bunch of incidents, and mm-hmm. now you got to deal with the city, you got to deal with shootings or fights, or it gets messy versus cannabis where you're just feeling good,
right.
Like you're not in pain. You're not, you're just relaxed. And you want to laugh. You get the munchies. Yeah. And you just want to eat and just talk to your new friend.
I know.
I mean, look to left, right. You got a new friend.
I know. It's fantastically comfortable.
Yeah.
This reminds me of many years ago. You know, I started Legacy originally by going hand-to-hand at music festivals, you know, selling my cousin's pipes. That's kind of how we started originally. Yeah. So I used to go to a lot of music festivals. And I think actually while we're recording this right now, the big Wii Fest, the country music festival is going on, you know, northern Minnesota. So at that
hot one.
Yeah. At that same location, what's it called? Like the Soho Ranch or something like that. Yeah. At their festival grounds.
In Winstead?
No, it's not in Winstead.
No, it's in a different spot.
It's northern Minnesota.
Detroit Lakes.
Thank you.
So that's there used to be the big country festival, Wii Fest, but then they used to have a festival for hippies called 10,000 Lakes Festival, mm-hmm. which we used to go. And so, you know, jam band, hip hop, reggae, electronic, you know, kind of all the, and it was just the best time. And so we would go up there, and that festival was, you know, much smaller than the big like country festival. But, you know, the main activity at the festival is like, you know, eating acid and, you know, Molly and as many like hard drugs as you possibly like can.
Right.
And so we would go up there and I would talk to the security because they're, of course, security for that, you know, and security for Wii Fest. And I would say, you know, like, how much of a struggle is it to have, you know, thousands of people all on a bunch of crazy different drugs? And they're like, this shit is easy. Everybody is so chill. Everybody's so cool. You should see this Wii Fest when people are just drunk. It's a show. You know, one year someone took a bowling ball, rolled it down the hill. No, painted the bowling ball as a soccer ball, rolled it down the hill and shattered some kid's legs that went to kick it just because they were, you know, drunk.
Oh, no.
And so they were basically, moral of the story is they were saying like, you guys on all your drugs, like you guys are a treat. Like wait till all these like cowboys are there with like, you know, alcohol. And that was very like, oh, wow. Like, cause we've been told, you know, we're eating drugs. We're, you know, we're deviants, we're bad, you know, but alcohol, like that's American life.
Wow.
And to hear that was really eye opening. Like what should be legal?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
And when I think about it, I mean, when I think people who have smoked weed, they've never like gotten into fights and, you know,
Right.
It's pretty rare.
Usually not. Okay. So one thing before we end,
because
I said, you know, you had a hard stop. I'm like, I'll get you out when you need to get out. So we're at that time.
All right.
We haven't figured out what it is that somebody is going to comment in order to get a pair.
How about just nice, simple legacy cup?
Legacy cup.
I like it.
Got a comment.
Before you end, too, I just want to say in regards to your state fair, your cannabis state fair.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid, I don't remember the state fair not being a cannabis state fair. who are we fooling here, folks?
Correct, right? I mean, you smell it there, all those things. But we can't be in there with our brand.
Yes, I get it. But I'm just saying, like, what is society doing when it's always been a part of something you smell at the state fair?
And then the thing that I want to point out, too, is, like, there's a lot of beer at the state fair. And so, you know, why are we so welcoming to that substance? And I'm not calling for prohibition on alcohol by any means, but why are we so welcoming, but still like, oh, you cannabis people are not welcome.
Yeah. But that's the sea change that's happening right now.
Yeah. That's what we're working on,
yep.
Right? I mean, that's what Josh has been working on for some years. I've been working on for a couple of years. Calandra's been doing it for longer probably than that, but we got a wrap.
All right.
Yeah. Josh has got to go.
So I'm great show, you guys. Sorry. Great show.
Yeah,
you
Josh get to, is a citizen.
Man. Yeah, you get to see see Josh at citizen. The Legacy Cup.
Yeah, and I'll come back on the show if you'll have me.
Oh, so, hell yeah.
Well, and I'm not afraid to do a nice 2-hour session next time.
Yeah, we can do a sesh. You want to know what I'm saying? But we have to do a sesh somewhere other than here.
Is it a match or a sesh?
We're going to have a match. We're going to match. We're going to match.
You just text me, say match, and I say where.
Where? All right. There we go. Let's do it. Cheers, everybody.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.